The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to this evening's action in Roscommon. A bit of something for everybody with action in both codes. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Very well, mate. Very well.
Good, man. What do you make of the card in Roscommon this evening?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to tonight. Yeah, some really nice bets there. Contrast to what we're having over here. In this country, over in Ireland, particularly sort of Northern Ireland and the middle part, they're having quite a rough time of it at the moment, weather-wise. So you'd be looking at your paper this morning thinking, oh, jump's ground good, flat yielding, what's going on there? But it's actually gone yielding to soft and there is more rain forecast. So you are looking at horses that are going to want to get their toe in there tonight.
Yeah, and that could be quite significant in the first race with regards to the favourites also. We'll move on to that. The 5.55, we start with Colts and Geldings, median auction made, and it's over a mile and a quarter, and Mansouri heads the betting at 11-8. 15-8 for Gentry, Battle Him 7-2, 14s for Benny Blanco and Silken Thomas, and 20-1 for Not Now Sam. Mansouri heading the betting then, Andy, but he was pulled out on soft ground the other day. Obviously doesn't want the ground to get too soft this evening. If it does, if he runs, would you take him on?
Well, I do like this horse. It's one of these difficult ones to weigh up, really, because I think he's the best horse in this race by a mile. And I really like that run the other day when he was second to a quite nice horse down in Gowran. And he went all the way through the line quite strongly. And I thought, yeah, he'll definitely win a maiden. And this couldn't be any easier, to be honest. The ones in behind him haven't really achieved that much either. But, yeah, the ground is the key. What I would say is just, almost like monitor proceedings, really. If they get too much more rain, then that obviously, dent his chances. He might just get away with it because it's the first race on the card. Usually that's when the best ground is. And, it's not going to be an absolute slog in the mud there tonight. I'm not trying to get carried away with the conditions tonight at Roscommon. It's going to be on the soft side, but it isn't going to be, so bad that he won't be able to put one foot in front of the other. So I think he might just get away with it here because I don't really rate the other two, this Battle Him and Gentry. They ran down in Gowran Park, okay, at least they handled the ground, but that race was desperate and the time was awful. I just couldn't put either one of those two up. So I certainly wouldn't be taking too thin a price of Mansouri, and you obviously are concerned about the ground, but I still think he's good enough to get away with it.
Okay, Mansouri then in the first race. The second race is the 6.25, and this is a handicap over a mile and a quarter, and it's for three-year-olds. And the betting is headed by Abby Kadabi, who's currently 100-30. It's 7-2 for Empress Tora, 5-1 Interfalls for Cabjoy, 6-1 for High Focus, Tom Dooley 10-1, 14s for Temkin, 16s for Scooping and Uncharted Waters, and 20-1 or bigger prices. The rest, what are your thoughts in the second race, Andy?
Well, there's only one horse you can back in this race, and that's Cabjoy. I think she's by far and away the most likely winner in this race, even though Abby Kadabi's won a couple. Abby Kadabi's actually gone up in the ratings quite severely for beating pretty modest fields. I mean, you look at that race at Wexford the other day, its main market rival, Dixie Highway, gave away about 10 lengths at the start. And, she was like giving that race on a plate. She's now racing off a £12 higher mark. And, this is much more tougher. Whereas it's Cabjoy, who obviously bumped into that horse I rate very highly that won down in Killarney the other day. That's a daredevil day. At the time of the race, that race at Sligo was very good. And Cabjoy, similar to the winner, came from a good way back off the pace that day. It was certainly doing all its best work at the end, this filly. The rain, softened ground will definitely suit because she's got a real pronounced knee action. She hits the ground quite hard. She's actually quite a scopey filly, this filly by Intercarb. And I still think she's very well handicapped. Obviously, Daredevil now rated in the 80s. So off a mark of 62, this Cabjoy should really make mincemeat of this field tonight. It's a poor race. Tom Dooley, the likes of High Focus. Yeah, they just want Mickey Mouse or weather horses. So, yeah, Cabjoy, 4-1 with William Hill. I mean, we went 5-1 this morning. I mean, this horse should be sort of 7 or 4, 2-1 chance to beat this field.
Okay, Cabjoy then, a strong selection in the 6.25. The 6.55 is next up, and this is a filly's maiden over a mile and a half. We have an odds-on favourite in the shape of Toe the Line, who's 4-6 at the time of recording. Go Gentle, 4-1, 13-2 for Well Hello. Point the Toes is 12-1, 20s or bigger prices the rest. So an odds-on favourite, Andy. Do you think it's rightfully so?
It's just lack of opposition, really, Mark, to be honest. I mean, you know, she's run two nice races to begin with at Garen behind Cosmic Cannonball. Then Edimir at Tipperary. You know, these are reasonable races. Sorrens, of course, was third, has won since. She got absolutely slaughtered the other day by two very, very smart horses in Killarney. Now, you might look at that race and think, well, you got beat 19 lengths, but the speed figure that Shoe Loose and Arctic Fire did was something to behold that night. They absolutely flew around Killarney and had a right protracted duel all the way down the straight, and basically she just didn't have the speed to go with those two. I think those two are very smart. And they're definitely worth keeping an eye on, particularly Arctic Fire when he gets a bit better ground. So probably no disgrace to get beat. And obviously, you know, once she was not going to win, I think Frambelli accepted it. So the losing margin was accentuated. It's just what she's up against, as I said, which is the problem. I mean, Go Gentle was brushed aside quite readily by Wahib, albeit ran quite well. Well Hello just got beat by a horse who's been a perennial maiden for quite a while, and that's that Hello Madam. I think if you're looking for an each way bet to nothing, Well Hello probably would be it, even though she's only rated 66. I think we can almost like chuck the ratings out the window in a race like this, because they don't really mean a great deal. It's what's going to be able to handle the track and what's going to be able to handle the ground. I think Well Hello will go off in front, as she did to Sligo, and set it up for Toe the Line. 4-6 is plenty skinny enough, I must admit. So if you gave me a bet, what would I do with a free tenner? I'd probably have a fiver each way and Well Hello, but you know, it's not a particularly strong race.
Okay, fair enough. On to the 7.25 next, and this is a handicap over a mile and a half. It's for four-year-olds and over that are rated to 50-85. And we have Chance to Dance at the top of the betting at 11-2. Orthinger is 6-1, 7-1 for Cliff House. Benkai also 7-1, 15-2 for All About Alfie. 10-1 for Castle of R, and then 11-1 or bigger prices the rest. A little bit of money for Truly Delightful this morning as well, 12s into 11s. What are your thoughts in the 7.25, Andy?
Yeah, not only is this sort of horse the best bet on the card and my nap of the night, I think this is probably the best bet of the Irish flat season so far. Most podcasters will pretty much know what I'm going to say here. Cliff House, I urge everyone to back this horse tonight, particularly at the price this morning. 13-2 currently with William Hill. I mean, this horse should be a great deal shorter than that for me. This horse just basically posted a phenomenal time for a horse of its rating the other day down in Tipperary. Rated 61, went into its first handicap off the back of three modish-looking runs. But there's nothing short of a revelation what this horse did the other night on the figures. Off the back of a really strongly run race, they went very hard in that race. All About Alfie, who'd made all the time before at Tipperary, tried to do the same again. And that horse got sucked back into the pack just because it just basically ran too fast and couldn't maintain it. But the ones that picked up the baton and carried it all the way forward to the line, including the winner, basically just posted a really, really good number for the horses that great. So I've been following this form quite religiously to see how good it is for the last few months. And it's certainly been paying to follow. Truly Delightful. That horse has won a couple of times since. She actually won at 20-1 and 9-1 for the podcasters on the last two starts. We're already in profit with this race. Newellen, she won for us down in Clonmel the other night. Various other horses have run okay. We've had a couple that have come unstuck, but you're going to get that. But the first three home that day obviously went miles clear of the rest of the field. So I do know that the first three are very good, and particularly Cliff House. Yielding to soft ground, the ground's come right. It's yielding to soft again tonight. Good draw. I mean, basically the handicap has put this horse up 13, but I don't think it's anywhere near enough. I think if he would have put it up 23, it's probably near in keeping with his what I believe he can be. And it's just a fairly ordinary looking race. I don't think there's anything in here that I'm particularly scared about. So everything's right. Cliff has good draw, ground perfect, trip fine. If it runs, it's only got to run anywhere near the level of that Tipperary form and it'll win again. So 13-2, William Hill, get stuck into Cliff House.
Okay, Cliff House, a very strong selection then in the 7.25. The 7.55 is next up, and we are under National Hunt rules for the first time in this race. And we start with a 2.5 mile bumper, and the betting is headed by Bosman Rule, who's 5-2, 4-1 for New World. King Leon is 5-1, 7-1 for Loch Ness. Rathpatrick, 8s. Amazon Mist also 8-1, 10-1 for Little Mitch, and 14-1 or bigger prices. The rest, a tricky start to the jump section of the card. Andy, what are your thoughts on the 7.55?
Yeah, pretty modest looking race, isn't it? I don't think we get too many shocks here. I think the cream will rise to the top because the others look, quite a few of these look outclassed or just having a bit of a hunt around. I quite like this Keith Clark 5-year-old by Presenting called New World. Katie Walsh has been booked. Good run the other day in a bumper down in Cork. Made most of the run, or certainly was up the pace for a long way. Although he got pushed aside quite readily in the end. I think the winner's okay, that Badger Fort. I think he might have won the other night had he jumped a bit better down in Killarney. This horse obviously had pretty little chance on that occasion to beat a very good horse like that. Good third behind a very nice horse of Tony Martin's called Noble Emperor the time before at Navan. It could do with slightly better ground it's going to get tonight, arguably, by Presenting. Look at it, it's physique, it's a very tall, lanky, scopey horse that would want better ground. But in all fairness, the National Hunt course tonight at Roscommon, of course, is on uncharted territory, and they're going to be racing on virgin ground. The flat course will ride yielding to soft, but I think this will be the first race on the National Hunt course, and it's going to be good or goodish. So it's certainly going to be better than what it encountered on its last two starts. Round about 7-2 this morning. Looks a fair each-way bet for me there. New World.
New World then, an each-way selection in the 7.55. 8.25 is the penultimate race, and this is a beginner's chase over 2 miles and 5 furlongs, and Saddler's Risk heads the betting at 11-10, 5-2 for Busty Brown, and then 10-1 or bigger prices the rest. I don't suppose it's any surprise to see Saddler's Risk at the top of the betting after running a good race over hurdles in a Grade 1 contest last time. Obviously this is much weaker this afternoon, Andy, for his chase debut. Do you think he'll win here?
I certainly won't be taking 5-4, 11-10 for him. This track is very much a front runner's track. Our regular watchers of racing at Roscommon, particularly the chase track, know that you can't make too much ground up from behind. So a lot depends on how Saddler's Risk is ridden here. I mean, he might just get away with it because it is such a modest looking race that class might well out. But there are one or two in this race if they apply their hurdles run styles to fences, and they adapt to the bigger obstacles, and might just make life a little bit difficult for Saddler's Risk because it is a sharp track, and basically this horse is all about stamina. I mean, it's a good 6 in the Ladbroke hurdle the other day at Punchestown, which was won by Jetson, the likes of Cuvega and Atfrisha's Crosser in that. I mean, these are proper Grade 1 horses, so this is a massive nose-diving class. It's a bit late in its life really to be going over hurdles, but Henry de Bromhead's probably looked at it and thought, well, where else can we go? We can't win handicaps. We can't win Grade 1-2, so we haven't got too many options. So he's certainly the most likely winner here, Saddler's Risk. But Busty Brown, a horse that I quite liked up until its last two runs, God knows what's happened to this horse. He just basically fell into a hole. He ran terrible at Aintree. He never travelled that day. He never went to yard at Fairy House the next time. He just never fired. And one reason or another, he's just gone into a bit of a slump now. He might well resurrect his career over fences, racing on a bit better ground. And he's a horse, like I say, I do rate, but I couldn't touch him tonight, even though he's deep down I know he's got the ability. So I'm only left with one horse really to back here tonight in this race at the price, and that's Say It Again from the Noel Hinn stable. A horse that likes to make the running. I do reiterate that point again. Horses that jump well and make the running here at Roscommon on the chase track are worth their weight in gold. And he's managed to win at least one race over hurdles, forcing those tactics at Down Royal. He's been about outclassed in his last two or three starts when either he hasn't made the running or things have gone wrong. He almost got run out of it the one day at Navan when a horse took him off the track. But if he can get into a good rhythm from the front, I think Say It Again, I'll certainly give you a good run for your money at 10-1.
Okay, and on to the final race next, the 8.55. We finish with a handicap chase for 5-year-olds and over, rated 0-1, 2, or 3. It's over 2 miles and 5 furlongs, and the betting is headed this morning by Forever Gold, who's been nibbled a little bit as well, 5-2 into 2-1. Shabra Charity is 4-1, 6-1 for West Haven. Coldstone Sober is 7-1, 10s for Lady Grand Ue and Kennaway, and then 11-1 or bigger prices the rest in the lucky last. I suppose, is it interesting to you, Andy, that there's been a bit of money for this Forever Gold? He does look pretty well handicapped, and the cheek piece has gone as well.
There's only two horses you can back in this race, really. Forever Gold's one of them. I think he's edging towards the other side of Skinny here. You know, Edward Corliss charging. You know, you are backing a horse ultimately that's 0 from 16, and he hasn't won a race yet. So, you know, I thought 3 to 1 this morning, sort of 5 to 2. That would just be about as much the low as I want to go. But 2 to 1. I mean, to be honest, Hill's the top price, 2 to 1 in the village. This horse has been absolutely smashed off the boards. I actually fancied him last time out, but he was a late withdrawal off the back of that incredibly good and eye-catching fifth behind Lots of Memories at Ferry House, a race which is working out incredibly well. Time of the race is phenomenal. And to be fair, Lots of Memories should have won that grade one the next time out. He got a horrible ride by Shane Butler, but he was the best horse in that race, the race that beat that one. So any horse that's gotten within hailing distance of him has got to be respected. He's a point-to-point winner, so, you know, that alongside his chase form, which is not too bad anyway, second to Easy Vic at Leopardstown in March would certainly be the pick of the form of this lot here. You know, he's obviously got a gilt-edged chance, but he's a hold-up horse, and as I said before, you definitely want to be off the front here at Roscommon. And with that in mind, I'm going to put up Ken Oway, last year's winner, to maybe replicate last year's all-the-way success. He jumped well in front. He made all the running. He never looked like getting caught, basically. Like I say, it's a track that once you get in your rhythm, it's very difficult to make the ground up from the back of the field here. And I'm pretty sure that he's going to make the running here again tonight. He's tried to do it on his last two starts, but they've been at courses where trying to make the run is virtually impossible. He's got his ground again tonight. He's going to have a bit of cut in the ground. And I'll be absolutely amazed if he doesn't get to the front early on. And if he does, it's hard for him to not finish in the frame. He's 10 to 1 with William Hill this morning. I think he should be second favourite. I think he should be about a 9-2, 5-1 chance. So I think they've got the favourite right, but I think they've got Kenaway wrong. So let's get stuck into him at that price.
Okay, Kenaway in the lucky last then. Let's just have a quick summary of your selections, Andy, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through them one more time.
Yeah, it could be caviar. It could be fish and chips tonight, one way or the other. Hopefully it's the former. Mansouri in the first might just about get away with it, providing we don't get too much more rain. And then we get onto the really meaty stuff. 4-1 each way, Cabjoy, one of the best bets on the card. Tail of the line, should win the 6.55, doesn't make too much of an appeal. Maybe well hello for those that like a bit of each way thievery. And then we get onto the really good stuff. Cliff House, I mean, that should be absolutely knocked off the board out of that 13-2. I think that'll take some beating. In the 7.55, New World each way, looks a good investment there. Say it again, if he gets into a good rhythm on his chasing debut in 8.25, give us a good run at 10-1. And then in the final race, Kenaway at 10-1. Like I say, I think he should be about a 9-2 chance.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections this evening and enjoy the action in Roscommon.
Will do. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.